Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So,
well, the Hawks, I did too. I never heard that name before. So, but he does sound like Clarence Frogman Henry.
He does.
A long way from home. That guy
looking for a home.
You know, just a frog and all that stuff, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so, I mean, I don't even know where to – let's do this first. The weather. Houston got maybe a half an inch, if somewhere around in there, but it's enough to screw up the roads, and they've got a pretty much messed up traffic situation. Well, a lot of people just hunkered down.
Well, I think we have an inch here, by the way.
Okay. In Austin?
Yeah.
Well, that would be enough to slow things down along y'all's hills.
Houston was supposed to get 3 to 6, and Galveston's going to be even worse. Who ever heard of that?
I don't think that occurred. But because, I mean, it's still snowing until like 9 or something, and we'll see whether that's going to come true. It did do some – it's there. You can see it on the webcams. But they're still thinking a big snow for Louisiana, so we'll see what happens there before noontime, New Orleans and – and then further to the east, they're supposed to have a pretty, you know, any kind of snow is a good bit of snow for Tallahassee or Fort Walton or Mobile or Biloxi. So we'll see if the weather guys are right. Slow mix, freeze rain, all that stuff. So we'll see what happens. And it's cold, no question, at least around here, 20s, you know, wind chill in the teens, that type of thing. Ohio State was the winner last night. Notre Dame was really not in it. They had a last little bitty surge there toward the end, but I don't think anybody ever thought that was going to. So it was Ohio State and over for all the bettors. And I don't know, Notre Dame, they just didn't.
Well, I tell you, I got excited when Notre Dame scored late in the game,
two touchdowns and two 2-point
conversions on top of it. They were one score away from tying the thing with about 4 minutes
maybe
left.
That was going to do it. That's happened to
Texas
and Georgia and a bunch of teams where they do all they're going to do, and then they just struggle in the third and fourth quarter when some of these other teams gain momentum. And that was,
the moral of the story is if it's fourth and one, don't toss it back 8 yards, you know? I'm sorry. I'm not over it.
Running up the middle with your quarterback. They can run. Put the other guy in.
Hey, you know what they're calling the tush push now in Philadelphia? The brotherly shove.
Yeah.
The city of brotherly love. This is very clever.
The brotherly shove.
They invented it. Yeah.
Well, I don't even know where to begin on this inauguration day yesterday. First of all, I defy that anyone that's even within 10 years of Donald Trump could have the day that he had yesterday and still going way into the night. He is the energy.
He always does it. I don't get it. It's some kind of...
He has got super energy. I mean, it's...
Some kind of DNA, some kind of chemicals.
Did you see that?
I don't know.
Did you see the news conference from the Oval Office?
I heard it.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's something to see. He's sitting there he just got in the room. He hadn't even had a chance to do anything. He sat down at the desk. And he hadn't even really had a chance to see what was on the wall, and he was kind of doing that in real time. He said, I see Washington, Jefferson. I can handle that. So, you know, I don't think he spent a lot of time figuring out what was going to be on the wall. And I think it was Andrew Jackson behind him, but I'm not terribly. He had one of those bronze things behind him, and I couldn't figure out the rest. A lot of pictures of his mom and some of the others. But he did a news conference at the same time he was signing, and it was a very casual news conference. They'd shout, kind of really have to shout because they were only about 10 feet from him, but they'd ask a question, and then he would kind of answer and sign and answer and sign. It was something you have not seen any president do before, and it was very good. It was very real. You know, you could tell, it wasn't like somebody was giving cue cards of who he's going to ask next and had some canned answer. I mean, it was very, very casual and informal, and I think it was a kind of a breath of fresh air for a lot of people. He was signing, and talking. And then yesterday, let's do a little of the entertainment thing for a minute. I know, Bob, you've had to have this happen when you got in your mind how you're going to do what you're going to do, and it's an important thing. So you're up there, you're ready, you've cleared your voice and everything, and then you go, you stand there, you've got your microphone, and then whatever was supposed to happen to do it with you didn't happen. And like yesterday with Carrie Underwood, the music was supposed to be pre-recorded, the track, and it started for about 2 seconds and quit. And then there was like a minute of just the cameras didn't know where to go, the director didn't know what to punch up. No one knew what to do because there was nobody that was the MC. And so it was very awkward for almost, maybe even a long minute. It felt longer. And I finally saw in a wide shot that the Air Force stage manager walked up to her because he has big hearing headphones on and said, a cappella. And she went, I got that, and then she said, I can do it. And then she went into a cappella, everybody sang, and then they did. The world sang with her. As she sang it, and then the Armed Force Chorus and the U.S. Navy Academy Glee Club, you could hear them a little bit toward the end. I think she cut it short, too, and ended, congratulated, and thanked President Trump, thanked President Biden, walked out. The Daily Mail said she had a hissy fit. I don't doubt that she did, because I'm sure she thought it sucked.
But she didn't have really a hissy terrible. Fit, according to the Daily Mail, over that.
I bet she did.
What the Daily Mail reported, anyway.
Oh, she wanted a bigger stage?
No, she said I wasn't treated with respect.
I don't think she said that. I think that's totally fiction. I really do. I don't think that's... they make up a lot of stuff. And they make up stuff that you can't sue them for. No one can sue them for a comment like that. Totally fiction. What I do think she did...
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray.
So she crushed it, absolutely. Insiders here from the Daily Mail revealed the singer was furious because she wasn't given a stage or platform even to perform like past inaugural performers.
Move on, Bob. That's just bullshit. I mean, it really is.
Whoa.
It's just not true.
That word.
It's just not true. I know. It's just not true, though. You say all this fiction stuff from these... The Daily Mail is not a reliable source on a lot of stuff. It really isn't. And so you got to really be careful with some of these things because they just make it up. It's a tabloid. They just make it up. They make it up about the king and the queen. They make it up about American celebrities. And I presume they make it up about other things that they do. It is some of it's really good, and I love their pictures, and I go to it every day, but they just don't do it right.
I've always been impressed at how they get a lot of stories before America does. And they're from...
That's weird.
It's true.
Way. It's weird.
I'm not saying they're all right.
They do that.
Yeah.
No.
What happened with Billy Ray Cyrus, Jimmy?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I happened to be watching on a channel that was not with narration, so it wasn't a Fox or a CNN or NBC or anybody. It was one of the channels that was just basically showing live things. So it showed him up there. He looked odd to begin with, and then all I heard was guitar for a second, and then I heard that song Old Town Road, but it wasn't that song. I think it was somebody else singing Old Town Road, and it was horrible. And it was really horrible
for our listeners. Here's the 22 seconds. Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna
ride till I can't.
I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that. If you encourage about, keep going. They told me to kill as much time as possible. So does anybody know the words to Achy Breaky Heart?
So here's what I understood. Just like Carrie Underwood, he was supposed to be lip syncing. He wasn't supposed to be performing. Yeah. And just like Carrie, his track didn't work.
He sounds. What brand do you think he's smoking?
I just think his voice.
I mean, really, Billy Ray, let me just back up. When Billy Ray came to town, he was a very humble, nice person.
Soft spoken. Voice didn't sound like that.
No, he didn't. No, he was a regular person. He was just, he was very nice, very considerate, very polite. And then as we've evolved through the years, and I guess he's gone through two divorces with his one wife, and maybe another one or two after, I don't know. He's had a rough life in the last 30 or so years, and boy, did it show. And the people who were doing the sound, and I'm not sure who they were, if they're contractors or government employees or whatever they are, they blew it on Carrie, and they sure blew it on the music. I heard, if you heard Al Dean, it sounded bad too. The TV mix did. Whatever they were using as their feed for television was bad for everybody. It all sounded terrible, but he particularly, I heard they unplugged his mic, is unplugged his guitar after a while.
That's what he said. I think they unplugged my guitar.
Yeah, they should have. And
turn the lights
sure
off.
They could have found a hook, you know, there. They would have used a hook to get him off stage. It was really that bad. And I didn't feel bad for him. I felt bad for Carrie for a minute, but then I know that was going to work out for her. But poor Billy, Lord have mercy. Now, this news conference that President Trump did last night was, it was informal, but it was, I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like that. Now, they have photo opportunities every day in the Oval Office, generally, where it's just, you know, you're the press pool, and that's who goes in there, the pool, and that's about 10 or 12 people, and with photographers and still people. And you get to take some pictures of the president with whoever. And sometimes they ask a question, sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't, and then they escort you out of the room. Well, last night the press pool went in there to show President Trump signing these executive orders, and he let them stay. And they started asking questions, and they didn't have to shout. It's just right there 10 feet in front of you. And he answered, and they kept asking, and he kept answering. And it went on for at least 30 minutes. And it's like you just hadn't seen anything like that. I mean, he didn't go around a particular person to ask a question. They just kind of, they went from left to right and kind of did it on their own. And it was pretty amazing to see how relaxed he was and able to answer the questions on whatever the subject was in a good way. It was pretty, very impressive. Now, I tuned on, did you watch anybody beside of Fox yesterday? Did you check CNN or NBC or anyone?
I actually heard everything over radio broadcast.
Okay. I did some of that, too. Excuse me. Don't add the Billy Ray Cyrus disease there for a second. I watched CNN some, and they were their heads were spinning off. And I don't remember what they were pushing the biggest, but it was a lot of things, a lot of different stuff. And Jon Stewart, particularly yesterday and the day before, he's out there on the far left Democratic side, and he was calling Trump Hitler again and doing that kind of thing. So I don't see that backing off. I kind of thought it would, but it has not. And then who knows what President Trump is doing today. I know he's meeting with the Senate leadership. They've confirmed Marco Rubio. He's in now as Secretary of State. They may do the CIA person today. There's a rule, something called the 30-hour rule, that they have to do, so they can't just go in there and go through real fast and go through these cabinet appointments. Things in the Senate take time. I did see Chip Roy yesterday go into the rotunda. I think I sent you that picture. I snapped off screen, and he had a seat back a little bit, but at least he got in the rotunda.
Yeah, I shot him a text at your suggestion, but he must have stayed pretty busy. We didn't hear back.
I think they were. And then Governor Abbott was down in the basement. That's the place where if you're going to go tour the Capitol in a group, you go in under the Capitol now into the Visitor Center. And they cleared the Visitor Center out yesterday and had, it wasn't overflow, but it was other people that didn't, that wasn't really a, there wasn't a congressman or a head of state or somebody that was up there in the rotunda. So Governor Abbott was on there with President Trump at some point yesterday. So it was, Texas was well represented. I didn't see Cornyn, but I'm sure all those people were there somewhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now page two at 7:58. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Things over 18,000 Costco employees, members of the Teamsters Union, could strike if they can't reach a contract here pretty soon by the end of the month. This has gone crazy. The whole bit, I haven't been watching it too much, but I know that it's been going up. Bitcoin jumped to a new record before falling. We know that President Trump has made a lot of money off of Bitcoin in the last, or at least on paper. By the way, 2,900 words was the length of Donald Trump's inaugural speech yesterday. It was the longest in modern history. And I understand he wanted to have it longer, but the First Lady and somebody else, the Vegas Chief of Staff, had him cut it. Bird flu. The USDA announced it's tracking multiple cases of H5N1 in domestic and wild cats, linking this to contaminated pet food. Now, this is something that a lot of people are going for, not me, but a lot of people are going for raw. Have you heard this? The trend toward raw foods for pets and humans?
I haven't heard raw food, but I do. I feed my like pet fresh. Does that count, or fresh pet?
I don't know brands, but I just know that it's been surging. It's been a growing distrust of highly processed foods and chemical additives. Okay, but they're abandoning tried and true safety steps, including the heating of milk and cooking meats, and the dangerous viruses and bacteria can live. So the bird flu may have gone into the raw milk and raw pet food as a dangerous virus, and they're really concerned about that.
And so, we can get it from our cat?
Yeah, you can get it from whatever. If this keeps going, they said dogs can also be infected. Their symptoms are usually milder. Cats are at greater risk. The agency directed pet food manufacturers to consider the risk of bird flu in their required food safety plans, including add a step to cook animal products like milk, meat, or eggs, and adding supply chain controls to ensure the products in their food don't come in with infected flocks. Chicken is where, you know, in Louisiana was where some of this was going on. So just know raw. Oh, boy, my parents scared me off of eating raw food a long time ago. You know, that particularly pork and things like that were done years ago. You don't want to probably do that, but I understand where that's coming from. If you were going to see the Black Eyed Peas in Vegas, that has been canceled. I had to look that up why. They said because of the current circumstances and didn't explain what that means. Well, one of the members of the group lost their house in Altadena.
Ooh, so yeah, that'll do it.
You know, and we're learning more and more about people who have lost their homes. And one of the big discussions yesterday, and I'll leave this with this one, hats. hats kind of came back yesterday. There were some men wearing hats, and then, of course, the hat that Melania Trump wore, and also Ivanka. There may have been others, but there was definitely some fashion discussion going on yesterday as well.
Well, did you see her gown last night?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. I don't
look at dresses and go, "What a beautiful dress!" That was an incredible dress.
Incredible dress, it was. And I don't know who it was. I know that Oscar De La Renta did somebody Ivanka's dress the other day. All the Trump girls, they dress nice.
They have that Oscar clothing over at Marshall's.
You can get some. Yeah, I know you get. I know you like it. I know.
And Kohl's, a bunch of them going out of business. You might
check
her
too. How about Jeff Bezos' girlfriend?
Oh,
yeah, she was wearing
funny.
That, what they call it, FAU, at fur, and she was looking around everywhere, but she was, her head was on the swivel. She was looking everywhere all the time, and they showed her rubbing on his back a few times, too.
Didn't you see the most famous meme from last night?
No.
Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg standing next to her looking straight down her breasticles. I mean, there is no way around it. That's going around like crazy.
She's a beautiful woman.
The fashion thing I didn't see, but I heard about it, was Futterman. He wore shorts.
Oh, I did see those. Front row.
Did he have a hoodie?
They said.
No, he had, like, front row, he's wearing shorts.
He's a character, isn't he?
He's a piece of work.
And the Democratic, he's not the speaker, but whatever is.
Minority leader.
He was wearing tennis shoes. The kind with the white rims, you know, which I didn't think that was terribly probably.
When they were waiting on the inauguration speech to start, they had a shot. We saw it appear in the studio. Bernie Sanders in the front row.
I didn't know if he was sleeping. Boris Johnson was sleeping, I think, too. And Bernie was texting. He was busy just working that phone. He was texting. So, but he had a good seat.
Oh, yeah, and he had to get there, apparently, the way they staged it, like an hour in advance. So
the meme is that I saw George W. Bush. Everybody said he took a gummy. He clearly didn't, but he's just his eyebrows go up.
He and Barack Obama had a grand old time. You didn't hear about that? Oh yeah,
boy, they
made a lot.
They
of
looked
that.
Like they were kind of mugging and grinning.
Good for them, though.
You wish you had a camera just to watch them during that speech.
Right.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Precision Camera and Video and Swertner Farm and Ranch.
Salty Jimmy.
Yeah, we got it off the air, right?
Yeah, we did.
His word?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.